This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel's defense minister told ground troops to be ready to enter the Gaza Strip, though he didn't say when the invasion will start. Israeli airstrikes have pounded locations across the Gaza Strip, including parts of the south that Israel had declared as safe zones. With authorities working out logistics for a delivery of aid from Egypt, overwhelmed hospitals tried to stretch out ebbing medical supplies and fuel for diesel generators to keep their equipment running. U.S. officials say drones have struck a military base in Syria where some American troops are stationed. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The officials tell the AP one drone was shot down, but another caused minor injuries at the Al-Tanf garrison in southeastern Syria. U.S. troops are there as part of the fight against Islamic State militants. The attacks follow similar drone strikes the past few days on U.S. and coalition bases in Iraq, amid regional anger over the deadly Gaza hotel explosion. The State Department is now warning American citizens worldwide about the potential for terror attacks and violence everywhere as the Israel-Hamas war grows. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Refusing to drop out, Republican Representative Jim Jordan is telling GOP colleagues he would back a temporary U.S. House Speaker for several months until January as he works to shore up support to win the gavel himself. Jordan delivered the message at a closed-door meeting of Republicans at the Capitol, according to Republicans familiar with the meeting, and insisted on anonymity to discuss it. The Republican majority is considering an extraordinary plan to give the interim Speaker pro tempore Rep. Representative Patrick McHenry more powers to reopen House and conduct crucial business. But Jordan's hardline backers don't like the idea. For additional stories, 24 hours a day and expanded news coverage, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.